John Muir spent part of his youth in Wisconsin, including some time at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. About 50 years ago, the State Historical Society acquired some of Muir's letters. Scholars have been able to see most of the letters, but now the state agency has posted 30 of Muir's letters on its website, wisconsinhistory.org. Society spokesperson Michael Edmonds says the letters show how Muir's religious perspective changed over 50 years.
I hadn't really appreciated the connection between his Wisconsin youth, which was a very stern Calvinist upbringing, and how that then later evolved into a kind of religious veneration for wild things. There's a direct tie between the way he was raised in Wisconsin and that guy with the long beard riding out hurricanes in the tops of trees in California.
Only two of the letters are published for the first time. But one is a note Muir wrote in the early 1900s to former Madison classmate Milton Griswold, who by then was a judge in Waukesha. Edmonds says the letter recalled a day, decades earlier, on Bascom Hill, when Griswold showed Muir about the interrelationship between plants.
And it all began to open up for Muir. He began to see what he might have called a sort of divine hierarchy or divinely inspired relationships in the natural world.
Muir wrote Griswold about the wonderful botanical lesson which has influenced all my afterlife. In turn, Muir influenced the environmental movement, an influence likely to be seen this Friday during Earth Day ceremonies. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.